Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tav Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. As we had learned in the previous shiur, the Mishnah taught us, Ein Nishboin Levatel Es HaMitzvah, a shvuah that violates a mitzvah, a shvuah that one makes that will cause him to violate a mitzvah, is not a valid shvuah. The Gemara had quoted the source for this halacha, because the Torah says lo yachel dvaroi, and the Gemara says dvaroi lo yachel avamechel hu lechefte shemayim. If one undertakes a shvuah, he may not violate that shvuah. However, if the shvuah involves an aveira, he may violate that shvuah, because a shvuah is not valid when it comes to Vatlas HaMitzvah. Very interesting shaila that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss. What will be the halacha if one makes a shvuah that violates a mitzvah, but that is not the entire subject of the shvuah? He makes a shvuah, bekoilel it's called. He makes a shvuah, for example, that he won't eat matzah. Now that shvuah, when he says he won't eat matzah, obviously also includes Pesach night. Will that shvuah be valid or not? There are Rishonim that actually want to suggest that this is the subject of a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, with the Yerushalmi holding that such a shvuah is valid and the Bavli holding that such a shvuah is not valid. However, most Rishonim seem to hold that even the Bavli will agree that such a shvuah is valid. However, the Rishonim and the Achronim do make a number of caveats, a number of stipulations, in saying when it's effective. The Ritzva says that the shvuah is only valid if he did not specifically say that he will be violating a mitzvah. In other words, going back to the example that we gave, if one made a shvuah that he will not eat matzah, didn't speak about Pesach night, he just made a shvuah that he won't eat matzah. So since the shvuah is valid for all the days of the year, it also is valid for Pesach by night. However, were he to explicitly say that my shvuah is to include Pesach by night, when there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, then even though he made the shvuah b'koilel as an all-encompassing shvuah, the shvuah would not be valid. Another point that the remakes is that there are two ways of levatel es HaMitzvah. One is b'sheva taisa, passively, and the other one is b'kumvasei, actively. Says the Re, that even though we're saying that a shvuah levatel es HaMitzvah, if it was made b'koilel as an encompassing shvuah, is a valid shvuah, that's only when the mitzvah will be violated b'sheva taisa. Our example again, where somebody made a shvuah that he won't eat matzah, and that includes Pesach by night, so he won't do something. However, if he makes a shvuah that he's going to eat, let's say he made a shvuah that he's going to eat a certain lot of meat, and that meat has in it kosher meat and non-kosher meat, and he made a shvuah that he's going to eat that entire lot of meat, there he's violating a mitzvah b'kumvasei, actually eating something non-kosher, and there, even though he made a shvuah b'koilel, the shvuah would not be valid. The Afikayam makes another interesting point. He says, going back to our example of one who made a shvuah not to eat matzah, only if the shvuah was made on a regular day of the year, he makes a shvuah that he won't eat matzah, then is the shvuah not valid. Because it's a shvuah sakoil. But let's say he makes that shvuah on Pesach by night, where the obligation to eat matzah has already come into play. Even if he makes a shvuah b'koil, he just makes a general shvuah that he will not eat matzah, since it's Pesach by night already, the shvuah would not be valid. So as we said, our Gemara in the previous year taught us that this din of Ein Nishboin Levatel Es HaMitzvah, we learned from the pasuk of Layachel Dvoroi. Ask the Gemara, V'she'ei nishbon lavas amitzvos mahalcha nafkalei, is this the source that we learn that a shvur that is transgress a mitzvah is not valid? Ask the Gemara, mehasam nafkalei, it's learned from a different source, the Tanya, because the Braisa says, yochal nishba levatel sa mitzvah, we would think if somebody made a shvur to transgress a mitzvah, v'loi bitel, and then he doesn't transgress the mitzvah. Yochal yechayiv, we should say that he's chayiv for transgressing, for violating a shvur. Tamad loimer, the pasuk that we quoted in the previous shir that speaks about the shvuas habitui, says nefesh kisi shava levate b'svosayim lohara olehetiv. So the pasuk says lohara olehetiv, and as the Gemara in Masechta the Shvuas explains, lohara olehetiv means that the person obligates himself to do something lohara which we consider bad, which the Gemara says is loy oichel, that he makes a shvu that he will not eat something. Oyla hativ, he makes a shvu that he will do something which is good, which as we explain means he made a shvu that oichel, that we eat. Says the Gemara, ma tovarishus, just like when we speak about lahativ means that he's speaking about something which is discretionary, something that he doesn't have to do. Because to make a shvu on something that he's already obligated to do, that's not a shvur, because he's already mushva v'oimid, as we explained in the previous year. Af hara, so too, when somebody says a shvur, that he's going to do something bad, it refers to discretionary, something he doesn't have to do, but he decides not to eat. Yotza, this all comes to exclude. Nishba levatel sa mitzvah, somebody made a shvur to transgress a mitzvah. Shem rishos b'yada, he has no right to make a shvur. It's not a discretionary item. It's not a discretionary subject. So we see that we have another source to teach us that shvur levatel sa mitzvah is not valid. So we have two sources. Why do we need two sources? Answers the Gemara. Chad kral lemiftim remikarben shvur. One pasuk teaches us that if one makes such a shvur, he's not over, he's not mechuyev to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. V'chad lemifterim in lav the shvur, and one pasuk is to tell us that he's not over the lav of lo yachel dvoroi for making such a shvur. Ask the achroinim the obvious question. If there is no lav, if the pasuk is already teaching us that if somebody makes a shvur to milvatel as a mitzvah, there is no lav, there is no iser, so obviously there is no chiyuv carbon. So why do I need a pasuk to exempt him from a chiyuv carbon? Of course there is no chiyuv carbon if there's no chiyuv lav. So the Stipler, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zechroinim Levracha, explained that although the pasuk is teaching us that there is no lav when one makes such a shvur, we would still perhaps think that it's chayiv a carbon, because the chayiv carbon does not come because one transgressed the lav. The chayiv carbon is because one spoke from his mouth something which wasn't true, and therefore, since somebody made a shvur levatel sa mitzvah which he can't fulfill, maybe we should say that even though he wasn't over the lav of lo yachel dvoroi, he should still get malchus. That's why we need a separate pasuk to teach us that he does not get malchus. The Sefer Tal Torah answers this question in the following manner. He says, when somebody violates a shvur, he's over two lavim. One is the lav of lo yachel dvoroi, and the other is the lav of lo sheshava b'shmi l'shekar. In fact, he says, if somebody violates a shvur, he would be chayiv malchus twice for each of the lavim that we just mentioned. So says the Sefer Tal Torah. Yes, we learned in the previous shir that the lav of lo yachel dvoroi does not apply if one makes a shvur levatel sa mitzvah. But the limud of today is come to teach us that not only is one not over lo yachel dvoroi, he also is not over the lav of lo sheshava b'shmi l'sheker, which typically is a lav for which there's even a carbon, The Torah and the Gemara teaching us that if somebody makes a shvul of atlas a mitzvah, he's not over neither the lav of lo yishav b'shmila sheker nor the lav of lo yachal dvaroi, and that's why we need two limudim. There's a very nice vort from the Yismach Moshe based on this Gemara. Our Gemara, just quoting the Gemara Masech the Shavuos, says lahara means somebody accepts upon himself not to eat. Lahetiv means of somebody accepts upon himself to eat. Says the Yisach Moshe. The pasuk says, "Chachamim heim lahara lahetiv lo yodu." Says the Yisach Moshe. Shot in the pasuk like this: people do averis, and people when they do averis do tshuva. So he says, "Chachamim heim lahara." People know how to do tshuva lahara. They know that if they did an averi, they fast. They accept upon themselves other types of sigufim, other types of punishments to cleanse themselves from the avera. But that is not the highest madrega. The highest madrega is lahetiv, to someone who, as he eats, we said hatova means eating. Someone he eats, and when he sleeps, and when he walks and he talks in his everyday affairs, should be over Hashem. As the pasuk says, "B'chol d'rochecho de'ehu," that is a higher madrega. And lahetiv lo yadu, the navi chastises Klal Yisrael that they're not in the madrega, that they should be able to know lo yadu. They don't know how to be over Hashem lahetiv, even in the actions, in our physical everyday actions. We should learn that they should all be l'shem shemayim. Says the Mishnah, "Yesh neder b'toich neder." There is a neder that is valid within another nether. Vein shvua b'shach shvua. However, b'shvua, one shvua is not valid on top of another shvua. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad. What is the case if, that we say yesh nether b'toich nether? Omer reini nazir imoichel. If somebody says, I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this bread, and then again he repeats, reini nazir imoichel, I will be a nazir if I eat this bread. V'ochel, and then he eats the bread. The halach is that he's chayev akolachas v'achas, he has to serve two terms of naziris. However, if somebody made a shvua shloyoichel, he makes a shvua that he won't eat this bread, and he says that shvua twice, v'ochel, and then he eats the bread, the halach is ein chayev alachas, he's only chayev for one shvua, ein shvua al chal al shvua. And as we learn the Mishnah, the obvious question that comes up is that the Mishnah begins with the words yesh neder b'toich neder, and immediately gives us an example of what is yesh neder b'toich neder by naziris. And therefore, the Ritva and Ramban say that the same halacha would apply by neder. And if somebody would say koinem kiker ze olai, he says this twice, and then he ate that loaf of bread, he would be chayiv malchus twice, he transgressed the avera of bal yachal dvaroi twice. The Ran takes very great exception with that halachic approach. He says, certainly if somebody made a koinem not to eat a loaf of bread, he can no longer make another koinem to eat this loaf of bread. It falls under the category, says the Ran, of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. And therefore, he explains the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says, Yesh Neder B'toich Neder, it means the case, and only the case, that the Mishnah brings as an example, the case of Naziris. Only by Naziris is there a concept of Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris, not by Nedarim. And the Mefarshim, Rav Shemishkop, the Chazon Ish, explain why is Naziris different than the Dorim, and they explain, as we've learned at the beginning of the Masechta, in a nether is a Issachevtza where a person says that this object I may not benefit from. Shvua is an Issagavra where the person says I may not partake of this item. Naziris, however, they claim is a new category where the person accepts upon himself to be a person of the status of a nazir. It's not, as we explained, that the person is making a nether, I'm not going to eat grape products. The person is making a nether, I'm not going to become tamei. The person is making a nether, I'm not going to take a haircut. That is not what Naziris is all about, they explain. Naziris, they say, is a person accepts upon himself that he's going to be a Nazir. And then the Torah says that a person who accepts upon himself to be of this status has certain halachas. He's not allowed to eat grape products, he's not allowed to become tamei, he's not allowed to take a haircut. But it's not that he makes a nether a shvua. And therefore, although a typical nether, a nether b'toich nether, and shvua, a shvua b'toich shvua, naziris being a totally different category, the halacha is yesh naziris b'toich naziris. However, the Paiskim do point out, since our Mishnah does say yesh nether b'toich nether, and uses naziris as an example of another, so they say the halacha is that, and we actually do this every year on every Rosh Hashanah, if one is mois medar, if one makes a declaration that the nedarim he makes should not be valid, then the nedarim he makes are not valid. It depends on the what circumstances. It's not the subject of today's shir. Say the poskim, if someone is mois medar that his nedarim should not be valid, even though he did not in that mesiris medar mention naziris, since our Mishnah teaches us that naziris is in the category of nedarim, the mesiris maidah for nedarim will also be effective for any naziris that he might accept upon himself. The Ran and the Rashba, before we begin learning the Gemara, add to our Gemara, say that our Gemara, as it's printed, is missing certain words. And we will learn what the Ran says should be included in our Gemara. Says the Ran, the Gemara begins, Kivan the Omar Harani Nazir, once the person accepted upon himself that he's a Nazir, Havle Nazir, he's a Nazir. Why does the Mishnah have to add the words Im Oichel, if I'm going to eat bread? What's the difference? Harani Nazir is an acceptance of Naziris. Furthermore, ask the Gemara, v'chi ochel tuva or masrim ba mechayev akol achila al achila. The halacha is that let's say somebody would say, hareini nazir imoichel, I am a nazir if I eat bread. And then he would eat bread, he becomes a nazir. He warned not to eat the bread, he eats it anyway, he becomes a nazir. Then we warn him again, if you're going to eat the bread, you're going to be a nazir. And he eats another kazayas of bread, he again becomes a nazir. So if that's the case, mechayev akol achila achila, the Mishnah should have only mentioned the case of hareini nazirim oichel. He only made that declaration once, but he had a number of asras every time before he ate a loaf of bread, that is chayev separately for each kazayas that he ate, with a separate hasra. Answers the Gemara, I did the tani shvua shloy oichel. Yes, says the Gemara, we didn't have to say hareini nazirim oichel, or we didn't have to say hareini nazirim oichel twice. But since when we wanted to illustrate the case of by shvua, where by shvua the halacha is ain shvua b'toich shvua, and there it has to be shvua shloy oichel. A person made a shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. And then he makes another shvua, shvua shloy oichel. That's when the second shvua is not effective. Tananani hareini nazirim oichel. That's why we use the same wording by nazir. However, ulaolam gabin nazir latzarch aymem oichel, the halacha that the Mishnah is trying to teach us regarding the naziris would be even if he did not say this wording. Even if he said hareini nazir, or if he only said hareini nazirim oichel once. So the Fikiyam asks a question. The Ran, in explaining these words of the Gemara, teaches us that if someone eats something that he's not allowed to, if there were hasras, separate hasras between each achila, kazayas, then he's chayev for each achila. However, if there weren't separate hasras, he's not chayev for each achila. Asks the Fikiyam. The Ran paskins, and actually This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Deuteronomy Masechet Yuma says the following. Let's say Chas v'Shalom on Shabbos we have a person who's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and the doctor says that this chayla sheyesh by sakana must eat meat. And we have two options: either to shecht an animal so he should have kosher meat, or to give him nevela, non-kosher meat. So what do we do? Says the Ran, even though the isser of shechita is a much more serious isser than the isser of eating nevela, this is shechita on Shabbos, this is skila, the isser of eating nevela is only an isser lav. Since the isser shechita is done only in one act, one maisa shechita, however the isser achilas nevela, let's say he's going to have to eat 10 kezesim, so it will be 10 lavim, therefore it's better that it should be over the one issa skila of shechita versus the 10 isurei lavim of eating 10 kezesim of nevela. Asta fikayam, if the Ran just taught us that if there are no separate hasras separating each achilas kezayis, all of the achilas kezayis are considered one aveira, so why does the Ran say in Masechet Yuma that eating 10 kezesim of nevela by this chayla shesh besakana are considered 10 averis, if obviously there's no asra between these achilas, should all be considered one maisa avera, which is only a chi of lav, versus the one maisa avera of shechita, which is a chi of skila? So why does the Ran prefer that we should do a shechita of the animal versus eating the 10 kezesim of nevela? Answers the Afikayam that even though the Ran tells us that as far as an oynish, as far as a punishment is concerned, if there aren't separate hasras separating each achilas kezayis, there will not be separate punishments, that doesn't change the fact that for every kezayis that the person eats, he's over an avera. And therefore, if someone eats 10 kezesim of nevela, even though there weren't hasras separating these achilas, he still will have been considered that he did 10 averis versus the person who did the shechita of the animal who only did one avera. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, when our Mishnah said that yesh nazir betoich nazir, what is the situation our Mishnah refers to? Loshana el dama hareni nazir hayoyim hareni nazir lamacher, where a person says I'm a nazir today, so when the person begins today, so he has to begin his naziris today, and we know that the standard term of a naziris is 30 days, so today he begins his naziris, and then when he says hareni nazir lamacher, he begins another 30 day term of a naziris. So even though there's one day, there's 29 days of overlap, but since there's the 31st day, which is a day of naziris from the second naziris, and not a day of naziris from the first naziris, and the halacha is that once you have to keep one day of naziris, you have to keep a full term of 30 days, that's when the Mishnah says that he has to keep two terms of naziris. As the Gemara explains, the migud dekametayis of yom of the yisera, since he has to keep an extra day of naziris, the 31st day, chayla naziris al naziris, that's the case of naziris al naziris. Aval says Rav Huna, if somebody said hareni nazir hayoyim, hareni nazir hayoyim, there says Rav Huna, ein naziris, ein chol naziris al naziris. The Shmuel, however, Omar Shmuel disagrees with Rav Huna, and he says even in a case of somebody said hareni nazir hayoyim, hareni nazir hayoyim, the halacha is chol naziris alah, he has to keep two terms of naziris. Ask the Gemara, Ila Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, if somebody said hareni nazir hayoyim, hareni nazir hayoyim, he does not have to keep two terms of naziris. Ask the Gemara, adatana ein shvua b'tayr shvua. The Mishnah wanted to contrast the difference between the dorim and shvuas, and said the by shvua ein shvua b'tayr shvua. By neder, yesh nader b'tayr neder, yesh naziris b'tayr naziris. Ask the Gemara, listen, yesh b'tayr neder, vein neder b'tayr neder. In naziris itself, the Mishnah could have drawn a distinction and say, if somebody says hareni nazir hayoyim, hareni nazir lamachar, then that loch is yesh neder b'tayr neder. However, if he speaks in the Zeris, but he said Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, there, even though it's in the subject of Naziris, the halacha is a neder b'toich neder. And as the Ran explains the Gemara's question, the Gemara's point, he says, is not to why is the Mishnah not differentiating between all the halachas of Naziris and Shvuas and the Dorim. He says that's not what Gemara's question is. The Gemara's question is that instead of the Mishnah teaching us that by Naziris, the halacha is Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris, which seems to say that that's always the halacha, and by Neder, the halacha is Ein Ned, by Nazir, that Shvua Ein Shvua B'toich Shvua, and by Naziris Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris, the Mishnah should have been a little sharper in saying that even in Naziris, it depends. If he said already Nazar Ayoyim, already Nazar L'machar, then he does have to observe two terms of Naziris. Whereas when he said already Nazar Ayoyim, already Nazar Ayoyim, he shouldn't have to keep two terms. The Mishnah should have made that point. Says the Gemara Kasha. This is indeed a Kasha on Rav Huna's opinion. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, and we've mentioned this many times. When the Gemara uses the words Tiyufta, that means it's a kasha without an answer, and the opinion is refuted. When the Gemara uses the words kasha, it means it's a kasha, but it doesn't mean that the opinion is entirely refuted. Says the Shita, why does our Mishnah, our Gemara, use the word kasha versus the words tiyufta? He says, for although the Gemara's kasha on Rav Huna's opinion is a very strong and excellent question, however, points out the Shita, we only could say tiyufta when we have an explicit Mishnah or Braisa that is contrary to the opinion that the Amora is saying. So therefore we have tiyufta. How could you say this? We have a Mishnah or a Braisa that contradicts you. But in our case, it's not that the Mishnah explicitly contradicts what Rav Huna says. It's only because we asked the question that why didn't the Mishnah speak this way if that's what the Mishnah meant? That is not considered an outright contradiction of the opinion of the Amora, and therefore the Amora's opinion is not considered to be tiyufta refuted. It's only a kasha. So Gemara asks another kasha on Rav Huna's opinion. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yesh neder b'toich neder ve'ein shvua b'toich shvua. Heichidami. So what is the case of neder b'toich neder? That's the case where the Naziris is effective. The Kavasoga of a Shvua. What is the corresponding case by a Shvua? And explains the Ran. The Ran explains what is the perspective of the person who's asking the Kasha of the Gemara, and then he explains what is the perspective of the one giving the answer. The perspective of the one asking the Kasha, says the Ran, is that we try to compare cases that have the same din. So the case of Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer L'Mocher, is similar to the case where somebody would make a shvua shloy oichel teinim, that he won't eat figs, the chazva am a shvua shloy oichel anovim, that he won't eat grapes, that the halacha is that such a case, the second shvua, is valid. So why does our Mishnah say that Naziris and shvua are different? I was saying that Naziris, Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris. What is the case of Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris? According to Rav Huna, where he said, Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer L'Machor, the corresponding case of Shvua is when somebody said, Shvua Shloi Oichel Ta'enim, and then he said, Shvua Shloi Oichel Anovim. But that is a case where the Shvua is effective. So why is our Mishnah saying that by Shvua it's not effective, and by Naziris it is effective? Elahechi Domei. What is the case of shvua that's not effective? Shvua b'tach shvua. If someone were to say shvua shloy oichel ta'enim, we made a shvua that he won't eat figs. V'chaz v'ayma shvua shloy oichel ta'enim, and he again made a shvua that he won't eat figs. What is the corresponding case of Naziris? The kavasah gab Naziris haichidami, domereini and nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim. And our Mishnah says that by the Shvua it will not be effective, but in the Naziris it will be effective. So we see that the two corresponding cases are Shvua Shloyachot Ta'enim Shvuah Shlo Yechel Ta'inim, which our Mishnah says is not, the second Shvuah is not a valid Shvuah, versus when one says, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, which is the second Naziris, is a valid Naziris. But Kashd Rafuna, that's a Kashd on Rafuna, who says that when somebody says, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, even the second Naziris is not valid. Amok Rafuna, so Rafuna says, the way to correspond the cases is not through corresponding, says Duran, by din, rather by corresponding by language. Masnis, in the case of our Mishnah that says Yesh Naziris, Besoich Naziris, is a case where somebody said Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Lamacher. What is the corresponding case of a Shvuah? The Omar of somebody said Shloyach Tainim. First, somebody made a Shvuah that he's not going to eat figs. The Chazav Omar Shvuah Shloyach Tainim Venovim. And then he made a Shvuah that he will not eat figs and grapes together in one Achila, as all the Rishonim explained. So just like by Shvuah Shloyach Hareni Nozer Hayoim, Hareni Nozer Lamacher, there's an overlap, as we explained when we began explaining Rav Huna's opinion. There's actually an overlap of 29 days. But since there's this one day that separates it, that makes the second Naziris effective. However, by Shvuah, here too, there's an overlap. Because the first Shvuah spoke to Ta'anim. And the second Shvuah speaks to Ta'anim. And that Shvuah will not be effective. The Loi Chayla. Rav Huna says, in a case of a Shvuah where there's an overlap, if somebody said Shvuah Shloyach Ta'anim, and then he said Shvuah Shloyach Ta'anim Va'anovim, the second Shvuah is not effective, unlike by Naziris. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'amar Rabba, if somebody said Shvuah Shloyach Ta'anim, he makes a Shvuah that he's not going to eat figs. V'chaz V'amar Shvuah Shloyach Ta'anim Va'anovim, then he makes a Shvuah that he won't eat Ta'anim Va'anovim together, and then Ochel Ta'anim. He eats figs, violating the first Shvuah, the first carbon, and he becomes aware of the Aveira that he did, that he was over the Shvuah, and he separates a carbon, oil of Yairit, the Chazva Ochel Anovim, and then he eats grapes, violating part of the second Shvuah, Havala Anovim Chatzishir. As we explained, the second Shvuah requires that he's not going to eat grapes and figs. Either one alone is not considered having violated the Shvuah. It's considered only a Chatzishir. Somebody made a Shvuah over a number of items, he's not considered that he has violated the Shvuah unless he violated the Shvuah in its entirety. And since here he only ate grapes and did not eat figs, it's not considered that he violated the Shvuah in its entirety. However, if Ve'emavim carbon al chatashir, he doesn't bring a carbon. However, Alma, what do we see here? If he would not have set aside an animal for his first Aveira, and then he ate figs and grapes, he would be chayif for the second Shvuah. Or, as the Rishonim explained, let's say he didn't realize that he was over the first Shvuah. And then he does realize he's over the second Shvuah, because when he ate, he forgot about the first Shvuah, but he remembered about the second Shvuah, and he was warned by Adam not to violate that Shvuah. He's chay for that Shvuah. So we see that the second Shvuah is chal, and the reason it's chal, the reason it's effective, we go back to the beginning of our shir. Since the second Shvuah is kailo, it includes more items than the first Shvuah, even though this person is already prohibited from eating figs because of the first Shvuah, since the second Shvuah encompasses more items, it also encompasses the grapes, so the second Shvuah is considered valid. So how could you, Rav Huna, say that when somebody says Shvuah Shloich Ateinim, and then he says Shvuah Shloich Ateinim Vanovim, the second Shvuah is not chal, and that's how he explained the Mishnah? Alma, says the Gemara, don't we see from Rava the Eichad Amish Shvuah Shloich Ateinim, the Chazva Amish Shvuah Shloich Ateinim Vanovim, Miga the Chayah Shvuah Anovim, since the second Shvuah is effective on grapes, because the first Shvuah did not include grapes, Chayla Nami Al Ta'inim, it's also effective on the Ta'inim. So Akar Rav Shmuna interpret our Mishnah that such a Shvuah would not be effective. Answers the Gemara, Rav Huna lo sfir like Rava. Rav Huna is in disagreement with Rava. Rava, in this way most Rishonim explain, holds that there is a concept of Shvuas HaKoilu, that if the second Shvuah encompasses items that are ready, that are not yet also b'Shvuah, that Shvuah is a valid Shvuah, is an effective Shvuah. And Rav Huna holds that if the second Shvuah encompasses items that are already osur, even though it also reflects and refers to items that are not osur, since it also speaks to items that are already osur, the second shvuah is not effective. Ask the Gemara another question, Rav Huna. Meisvei, the Braisa says, Misha nazar shtei naziris. Somebody accepted two terms of naziris. Manas rishona, and he kept the first term, firfish carbon, and he even set aside the carbonus that one has to bring when he finishes a naziris. V'nishalah, but then he is matter neder, he petitions that the first naziris should be annulled. Osla shnei b'rishayna. So the second naziris is effective. And the kabbonis, we say that these 30 days that he kept as a nazir will have been to fulfill his second naziris. The kabbonis he set aside will be to fulfill the kabbonis, the obligation of the kabbonis one must bring when he finishes the naziris. So to give it an example, Tevis is a month of 30 days. And one in Rosh Chodesh Tevis accepts upon himself two terms of naziris. And he keeps the entire month, he says, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim. And he keeps the entire month of Tevis, Tevis being 30 days, as a Nazir. On day 30, on 30th day of Tevis, he goes to the Chacham and has his first Naziris annulled. Says the Braisa that the first Naziris is now annulled. The second Naziris kicks in. And we say that the 30 days that he kept were in fulfillment of the second Naziris. And that the Kabbonis he set aside were in fulfillment for that Naziris. Heichidami, says the Gemara. If, however, we're going to explain that according to Rav Huna, if somebody said Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, the second Naziris is not a Naziris. The only case must be, going back to our example, that on the first day of Tevis, the person accepted upon himself a Naziris, and then on the second day of Naziris, a second day of Tevis, he accepted a second Naziris. And then, on the 30th day of Tevis, he has his first Naziris annulled. And then, the Braisa says, the days that he kept could be considered for the second Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Amai Oslo Shnei B'Rishayna, how can we say that those days that he kept fulfilled the second Naziris? The second Naziris was only accepted upon himself on the second day of Tevis. And therefore that Naziris doesn't end until after the first day of Shvat. El Pshita, the only way of explaining the Braisa, it must be where the person said, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim. And there we see that both Naziris are effective, contrary to Rav Huna, who says that when somebody says, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, the second Naziris is not effective at all. The Tiyufta de Rav Huna, says the Gemara Loi. Loi Lam, the Braisa is referring to the case where somebody said, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, Hareni Nazar Lamacher. Aleph Tevis, the person said, Hareni Nazar Hayoyim, and Beis Tevis, the person accepted a new Naziris. We ask, so then how can we say that in the 30th day of Tevis, if he had his first Naziris annulled, he completes his second Naziris? How can we say that on the 30th day he completed his Naziris? He doesn't complete his Naziris until Achad Shvat. So that's what the Braisa means. The Braisa means that he has to keep Aleph Shvat, and only after Aleph Shvat is over can he complete the Naziris that he has to keep and bring the Kabbonis. And as the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer explains, what the Gemara is saying here is that one day really doesn't, the Braisa is not referring to, because we don't really make a big issue out of one day. And in fact, he uses this concept to discuss a halachic subject. We know, he says, that the Gemara, in Masechta Yevamos, discusses why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Pru Revu. So he asks, Why do we need a special limud to exempt women from the mitzvah pruvu? Why don't we say that pruvu is a mitzvah seishes man grama? Because we can't be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu on Yom Kippur, because tashmish hamita, having relations with one wife, is also Yom Kippur. So it's a mitzvah seishes man grama. It's mitzvah that's limited to certain days, every day of the year besides Yom Kippur. So he says, since our Gemara teaches us that one day is not considered a real subject in halacha, since it's only one day of the year where Tashmish Shamita is Asur, the day of Yom Kippur, that doesn't make the mitzvahs Puravu be considered a mitzvah seishes man grama. Inami, another way of explaining the Braisa, even according to Rav Huna, Kigon Shekibol Shtei Nazirus V'Basachas. Rav Huna says that if somebody says Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, then the halacha is that the second Nazirus is not effective. However, Rav Huna does agree that if somebody says Harei Olai Shtei Nazirus, that he has to keep two terms of Nazirus. As Rishonim explained, since he said it in one sentence, Harei Olai Shtei Nazirus, which is the Nazirus we're going to say is the real Nazirus, and which we're going to say is the Nazirus that's not the valid Nazirus. And therefore he has to keep both Nazirus. That's the case that the Braisa refers to, where somebody says Harei Olai Shtei Nazirus, and then he has the first Nazirus annulled, the days that he kept for that Nazirus can be counted for the second Nazirus. However, asked the Rishonim, if the way the person accepted upon himself these two Nazirus was by saying Harei Olai Shtei Nazirus, he said it in one sentence, the halacha is Neder shehuta miktsasoi huta kuloi. If a neder is partially annulled, the entire neder is annulled. So here, since he accepted both Nazirus in one statement, and one Nazirus was annulled, won't that immediately and automatically annul the other Nazirus? Answers Tosfos, and that although the person mentioned both Nazirus in a single declaration, since he also clearly said Shtei Nazirus, that he's accepting upon himself two Nazirus, even though it was said in one sentence, in one declaration, the Hatara, the annulment of one, will not affect the other one, and we will not say over here the rule of Neder Shuta Miktsasa Huta Kulai.